Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
In the years just prior to the Louisiana Purchase, Philippe Henrique Néry, so-called Baron de Bastrop, was an enigmatic character who played a role in the settlement of the Ouachita Valley. He procured one of the first Spanish land grants in the region and contrived a plan to bring in large numbers of settlers to benefit the colony. His scheme was partially successful and resulted in a moderate influx of pioneers. But in Louisiana, his legacy also includes copious litigation involving questionable land titles that lasted for decades after his death. Only in recent years have researchers mined the truth about the man with the self-imposed title of Baron de Bastrop. Most of Néry's claimed biography dealing with the period of his life before he arrived in Louisiana was in fact a ruse. He asserted that his name was Philippe Henrique Néry when he was actually born Philip Bogle. He professed to be born in Holland, but was really born in Dutch Guiana, Africa in 1759. Néry was not of noble lineage, much less a baron. At a young age, he moved to Holland and later married and procured a position as a tax collector where his troubles began. In 1793, he was accused of tax fund embezzlement and a reward of 1,000 gold ducats issued for his capture. With a bounty on his head, he abandoned his wife and children, assumed a new identity, and fled to Spanish Louisiana. Néry arrived in Louisiana in 1795, and within months had charmed Governor Carondelet with his claim of nobility and received from him concessions potentially worth a fortune. He was granted more than 620,000 acres of land along the Ouachita River and Bayous Desired and Bartholomew in return for bringing in 500 families of settlers to grow wheat for the colony and provide a buffer against American encroachment to the east. To make a convoluted story short, Néry fell out of favor with the Spanish authorities, managed to gather only 99 settlers, sold, bought, and resold the property a number of times, and headed to Texas in 1805, leaving a legal mess in the Ouachita Valley. His career in Texas as a diplomat and legislator is considered more productive, but he died in 1827 unable to pay for his own funeral. The towns of Bastrop in Louisiana and Texas are named in his memory.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.